The Pope's visit to Damascus and the fact that he is the first pontiff ever to visit a mosque are hopeful signs which may open the way for dialogue between future generations of Christians and Muslims. The mosque he's visiting is the place where the head of John the Baptist is said to be buried. John is revered by both Christians and Muslims, as NPR's religion correspondent Duncan Moon reports.
Most Americans know John the Baptist as a Christian figure, a biblical prophet who foretold the coming of Jesus. As such, it's only natural that the Pope would want to visit the site of his burial. In fact, Father Tom Rees, the editor of the Catholic magazine America, says John the Baptist holds a special place in Christian history.
He's also been a very important figure for bishops and priests and clergy because he reminds us that our function is not to point to ourselves, but to point to Jesus. That's what preaching the gospel is supposed to be about. And of course, this is what John the Baptist did himself. He pointed the way to Jesus, and then he got out of the way himself.
But less well known is the fact that John the Baptist is just as important to Muslims. In Islam, John is also a great prophet, and in Arabic is known as Yahya.
The word Yahya comes from the Arabic root haya, which means live and the living.
Imam Hendi is the Muslim chaplain at Georgetown University.
One of the attributes of God is al-hay, the living one. And John the Baptist was given the name Yahya, anticipating that he would live or that his life would make a difference.
Imam Hendi is also named Yahya. He says as a boy growing up in Nablus on the West Bank, his namesake had a great influence on his early development.
My mother has always told me that Yahya was a righteous man, a good man, a prophet of peace. He always loved God. He was a man of service to everyone around him. And she wanted me to imitate Yahya, or John the Baptist, if you will. And she would remind me of John the Baptist just about every day.
Imam Hendi says there is a verse in the Quran in which God tells John the Baptist to, quote, take the book with might, or take the book seriously. He says teachers in Islamic schools often quote this verse to students to encourage them to concentrate on their studies and to remind them to do good works. And since he was named after John the Baptist, Hendi says he was reminded more often than the others.
The verse that very often people repeat when they talk to me, Ya Yahya, khudh al-kitaba biquwa. Yahya, or John, take the book seriously. Take your life seriously. Take your mission seriously. And this is why I'm very much into academia, into reading, into writing. It's because of that command that God gave John the Baptist. Take the book seriously.
Catholic leaders say the shared reverence for John the Baptist makes the Pope's visit to the mosque a potent symbol of his desire to break down barriers between Muslims and Catholics. Father Tom Rees says the fact that the site is in Syria gives the Pope an added opportunity.
By going to Damascus, by going to a Muslim country, what he wants to do is send the message that he's coming to them, that he respects them, that he respects their religion, that the period of the Crusades is ancient history. He did this when he visited Egypt, and it was very successful. And I think this is a continuing effort of his to reach out to the Muslim community.
Professor Yovan Haddad at the Center for Christian-Muslim Understanding at Georgetown University says the fact that the Umayyad Mosque was shared by both Muslims and Christians in the 7th century makes the symbolism even more striking. And she says Damascus itself is an auspicious place for the Pope to reach out to the Islamic community because of the history of good relations between Syrian Muslims and Christians.
They communicate socially. I mean, there's a lot of visitation back and forth, and there isn't some of the boundaries that you find in other societies where, you know, the Christians tend to socialize with each other and the Muslims with each other. In Syria, it's a very open society.
But Professor Haddad says those looking for signs of immediate progress will be disappointed. She says centuries of suspicion and bad blood will be difficult to overcome, and it will take generations before we know if the Pope's efforts at bridge building will be successful.
It's a very interesting thing to watch him. I mean, on one level, he promotes that. On another level, recently his office came out with a statement that Muslims marrying Christians in Italy, for example, should convert. The Muslims then begin to question of whether the dialogue is sort of a cover for converting people. I mean, there is always this suspicion about dialogue.
Father Tom Rees says the Pope knows it may take years before his attempts to foster understanding between Muslims and Catholics bear any fruit. But the potential for increased conflict between them in the 21st century has convinced him to act now. Like John the Baptist, the Pope may not live to see the complete fruits of his labor, but he can at least sow the seeds. Duncan Moon, NPR News, Washington.